The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren, today is Worst Date Wednesday.
Yes.
And we're looking for people who had the worst date maybe this weekend, maybe within the last 30 days or so. We like pulling this out every once in a while. There's another person on the phone named Lauren whose best friend is trapped somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
How are they? Yeah, what's going on?
So she's from North Carolina. She flew to Denver last Thursday, and he lived in Vail. So he was gonna take her skiing and everything. So yesterday was their ski day. So they were actually at the ski resort, and she had just had enough of him being a complete jerk, and she left the resort, got an Uber to a hotel. And she's at the hotel now, but her flight isn't for another couple days, so she's just kind of stuck there
at
a hotel.
Lauren, I think the one obvious question is, how did they meet?
Yeah.
I think he used to live in North Carolina, and they matched on Tinder a really long time ago, and just recently he kind of reached back out to her. And I really don't know. That part was kind of, like, weird to me. Like, I don't know why she would, you know, even take the time to go to a guy in Denver. But, you know, but to make it worse, today's her birthday.
Oh, and she's out there by herself.
Yep.
Well, but you know what? She's in a beautiful area. Go out and enjoy it by yourself. Yeah.
I think that's what she's going to do. She's just trying to, you know, make the best of it. But, yeah.
Well, can't any of our friends from American Airlines help her get standby on a flight to get her home?
Right?
Is she flying American, do you know? United is a big...
I have no idea.
Yeah, to go out there, too. I thought your first date with your wife was, like, quite the commitment, because you guys went to the Melting Pot, and that's, like, a three-hour dinner. I mean, this girl went across the country for a date, and it went bad.
Yeah. Luckily, our date was good,
mm-hmm.
you know? But Amanda could have just driven home the 10 minutes. She wasn't trapped in Colorado like Lauren's friend. Will you update us? Like, maybe on Friday, and let us know how she's doing.
Sure.
Do you think he's going to try and hit her back up if he knows that she's still out there?
No.
Oh, I sure hope not.
He would have apologized already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, Lauren, for calling the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Let's bring in Miranda. Miranda from Gastonia, you were one of our texters that we called you back. You have such a good story. We'd love for you to share it.
Okay, so the guy and I had grew up together since we were younger. And we always just were like best friends, never anything more. And then one day, we just randomly just clicked, I guess, like that. And we had started talking, started dating. Well, we went on a date, and the whole time he was on his phone, and he was texting, and I would try to start a conversation with him, and he would just look up at me, hold a conversation for a few seconds, and then go back to texting again. So I kind of just gave up on trying to talk to him. And I just finished my dinner, and afterwards, he said that he had forgotten his wallet, which I feel like is a very typical thing to say when you don't want to pay for the dinner. And so he said that he had forgotten his wallet, so I was like, okay. And he's like, is there any way that you could cover it? So I said, okay, I covered it, and I left, and I was not happy when I left. And afterwards, he texted me and said that he really enjoyed the date and that he would love to go on another one.
What? I mean, like, halfway through that day, I'd be like, I'm sorry, am I bothering you?
Yeah.
Well, I was texting my mom the whole time because, we grew up together. Our parents knew each other very well. So I was texting her, and I told her, I was like, this date's not going well. Like, he's not talking. And, like, what do I do? And she was like, just stick it out. Try to keep a conversation with him.
You should have started texting him. You might have gotten farther with a date.
Pass the pepper.
I should have texted him and been like, is this the only way that we're going to communicate?
Pass the pepper.
Pass the pepper, please. P.S., how's your food tasting? Did I have a bite?
Yeah.
That's my passive-aggressive move. That's what I would have done.
I love, too. It cracks me up sometimes when a woman has such a vision of how the date went, and the guy's is completely 180 on how the date went. And he's like, hey, I'd love to get together again.
Oh, man.
All right, Miranda.
He said he had a great time.
Thanks so much for calling, and thanks for listening to the MRL show. We really appreciate it.
I remember I was at... Egan Ivy, and I saw two people clearly on a date. And as I walked by the guy, I happened to look at him. He was on his phone. He was swiping on Tinder.
No.
Oh my God.
He was on a date.
That is crazy. All right. Hey, we'll take more calls if you have it for us. Worst Date Wednesday, 704-570-9595. Plus, Loren, did you hear the news?
About?
Roy contacted someone from our past. Someone everyone is going to want to hear about and everyone knows. We'll get into that coming up just after 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Worst Date Wednesday. We're hoping to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Tell us about that awful date that you're on.
These are great.
Bringing in...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Kim from Lenore. Kim, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kim.
Okay, this is an old friend of mine. She had met this guy, and they was talking, and he wanted to take her out, but he didn't have a car. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll come and pick you up. He was like, you know, it's a big surprise, and he was going to show her where to go. She said she went and picked him up. Everything was fine. He was telling her where to go. They ended up at the soup kitchen.
As a date?
As a date. First date.
To eat the food or to volunteer?
Right.
To eat.
Oh. Well, at least it was free.
I think if that was a volunteer date, I think that's a really cute first date. I really do.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, the soup kitchen, obviously, for those people that are less fortunate. Kim, your friend, it should have been a red flag with the car. I know we've discussed this before on the MRL show, like... Ladies, would you be okay dating a guy without a car? And like most of the women were like, no, that's my standard.
I mean, he was creative. Yeah. He wanted to take her out and he was like, I can't afford to. So, you know.
I mean, when she picked him up, did she pick him up from a shelter? And then they went to a soup kitchen? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Like, why would he go to a soup kitchen as a first date? All right, let's take another phone call. Let's bring in Caitlin from Matthews. You're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Caitlin. So, Worst Date Wednesday. Go ahead, join the convo.
Sure. I was dating this guy, and he told me that he wanted to go on vacation for a month. I mean, going on vacation, so just don't call me. So, I respected it. After a month, I realized we're kind of broken up. Whatever.
He told you I'm going on vacation. Don't text me?
Yeah, he didn't want any communication.
Okay.
So, I thought it was weird, but I just wanted to respect it.
He has a girlfriend.
I went back on Tinder, and I met another guy who was cute, and he had the same name. Like, I really didn't think anything of it. We went to dinner, and he was just really off, but again, I didn't think anything of it. He went to the bathroom for, like, 20 minutes. He was adamant about sitting in front of the window. He was texting the whole time, like, really aggressively texting, and he wasn't eating. He was just like, oh, I had a big lunch. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Why are we here?
So strange.
So we get to the car, I'm like, well, this is a weirdo, but, you know, I had free dinner, so. And then the guy who was on vacation calls me, and he says, you looked really great. He had been watching me the whole time. Not only was he watching me, he had set this whole thing up, and he had planted the guy on Tinder for me to go out with.
What?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
What a psycho. What's the end game there?
What?
Like, why did he do that?
He wanted to see that I was faithful, but I'm sorry, if you leave me for a month, we're broken up.
If you were faithful.
It was just such... And then he was just, like, telling me that was not even that guy's name, that I was like, wow, this is
You got catfished.
I completely got catfished.
Doubled. The guy that you used to date set him up. Oh, my gosh, Caitlin, that is the strangest, and that is why we open up Worst Date Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you
for
the call.
You may win the day.
The
Seriously.
Police needs to watch that guy. He's going to do something someday.
Yeah.
He wanted to watch her to see if he was faithful. After, by the way, he said, I'm going on vacation for a month. Don't text me.
No communication.
Yeah.
But who goes on vacation for a month? He was with his girlfriend, and they probably broke up, and then he wanted to, you know what I mean, get back into that relationship.
Or he went to jail for a month.
Maybe.
This is Megan in Charlotte. Megan, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So tell us your story.
So it was actually my fault that it was the worst
first date. One of my friend's brother had asked me out right before I was leaving for the military, and he wanted to go to dinner, and I was like, no, let's do lunch, kind of keep it casual. And I was on my phone the whole time, just kind of ignore him. You know, he was a friend's brother. It was nothing, no big deal. So fast forward 4 years after I come back stateside, I hit him up and was like, hey, you know, it'd be good to get together and catch up. We got on a date, and he stays on his phone the whole time, talking about himself the whole time. It was horrible. So he texts me after the date, and he's like, do you have a good time? I'm like, you know, not really. This was terrible. He's like, yeah, payback sucks, right?
He said what?
Payback sucks.
Oh.
He went out with you just to get back at you?
Yes.
He was really holding on to that. It had been 4 years.
That's the second sociopath we've heard of this morning.
Let's cancel the bit.
Man.
Thanks, Meg.
No, I feel like it's more important to do the bit now. Like, let's air out some of these people.
By the way, the guy that went to the soup kitchen seems like a catch now, doesn't he?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.